The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Amav Huna Im Yesh Lo Lahachlif Yachlif, Vim Ein Lo Lahachlif Yishal Shel Bebgodov. If he doesn't have another beggar to wear, new begodim to wear on Shabbos, he should be Yishal Shel Bebgodov. And Rashi explains, Yishal Shel Bebgodov Klapei Mata Shiyiru Avukim Vum Midas Ashirim Hayoshim Bebeitam Ve'enim Tzrich L'Salek Begdehem Min Ha'ores Beshvir Melacha V'Chovet Shabbos Hu. So Rashi interprets that the Kovet Shabbos is by moving, having a longer beged, and or taking out the steam, so the beged, that's Kovet Shabbos, because that was the derech of Ashirim, to wear like a kapata, longer beged, because they don't have to go to work, so they don't have to, so to speak, roll up their sleeves or roll up their beged, since they're staying home, and that's Kovet Shabbos. And this is, the Rav said, it's Rashi Lishitoso, because Rashi interprets that Kovet Shabbos is to wear special begodim that are special for Shabbos, better quality begodim, begodim noyim, more than the begodim that you wear all year, all week. As Moshe says, V'kabarto shloy malbushcha b'Shabbos k'malbushcha shulcho. So Rashi interprets it means that it should be, the Shabbos clothes should be better quality. However, the Rambam in Perek Lamed Vilcha Shabbos Locha Gimel says, Umekovet HaShabbos Sheilbos Ksus Nekia V'lohem Malbish HaChol K'malbish HaShabbos V'im Ein Lo Lahachlif Mishalshel Taliso K'dei Shloihei Malbusho K'malbish HaChol. So the Rambam says, it's different than Rashi, not that it should be begodim noyim, but only that it should be different than the begodim that you wear all week. And therefore, if you don't have any other beged, one requirement is that it should be a clean begodim, ksus nekiya, but it should be different than the other ways, and therefore, if he doesn't have, mishal shel taliso, that should be different than the malbush achol. But it's not that it should be required, that it should be better. It's only that Shabbos is singular and should be different. And the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yudalid says, Minayin l'shinu begodim min ha-Torah, shenema u'poshet ebzgodo v'lovish begodim acherim. V'tana debei v'shmor l'limdach ha-Torah derech eretz begodim shibishol behem k'teva l'vabo al yimzog behem kos l'vabo. That he learns it from the halacha that just like the Kohen Gadol changes as different begodim, so also here when on Shabbos it should be different begodim than Bechol. The Bamor in Simon Shin Aleph Sifta Zayin says V'lo yetze odem b'Shabbos k'mo shu yotze Bechol bilti dova acher she yisko al yodo shu Shabbos v'lo yavo l'chalo. And the sources of Kolbo that he should wear something different, at least one beggar to remind him that it's Shabbos, so he shouldn't come to Chilul Shabbos. And this is a special locha, not related necessarily to Kovet Shabbos, according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, the locha is a special locha to have godim noyim, but a better quality. Here it's a definite halocha that the beged should be somewhat different, so that it'll remind you not that it's Shabbos, so you don't forget, and you won't come, and it'll remind you, and therefore you won't be mechalel Shabbos. And the source for this is a kolbo. This is Lashon HaKolbo, Kosev HaRav Reb Asher, Zal Kol Mina Kol Yisrael Shelo Letzes B'Shabbos B'li Min Alayim B'li Talis O Glima V'atam K'dei Sheyisku Shu Yom Shabbos Kodesh Le'okenu V'lo Yovo L'idei Chilul Shabbos. So it's meant as a reminder. However, according to the Rambam, it's not just that it's a reminder. According to him, this is Kovet Shabbos. That Kovet Shabbos is that it should be different begodim. And the Rav would emphasize that the loch of Kovet Shabbos doesn't only mean, as many Balabatim think, it means just when you're going to shul or when you're at the Suda, but when you're in your house, you can change into into to casuals, big day chol. No, big day Shabbos means it should be worn because of the kedusha Shabbos all day, and they should be also special for Shabbos.